Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaisu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaisu. I'm here with Agent Daryl. How's it going, sir?
Agent Joker.
Yeah, he's dressed as the Joker today. We're here for our first day at the Niagara Falls Comic Con 2015 edition. And we're going to be doing a little bit of a journal of each day we're here. Daryl's kind enough to be with me here on the Friday. Thank you, sir.
Doing my best. My costume doesn't allow me to have glasses, but I'm doing my best to keep my eyes open take pictures. But
I was telling you, I've known you a few years. First time I've seen you without a beard.
My chin is cold. It's so cold. And my hair is so green. I feel very weird and out of my own skin right now.
We've been walking around a little bit, and it seems like a really nice layout here this year.
It's a very different layout than last. It seems denser, especially towards the back where the artists are lined up. Usually there's been a huge rift between the booths and the artists' tables. There used to be like crowds of people, as I recall, the last 2-3 years. And this year it's all very much more dense and more booths, presumably more artist tables. It looks like there's just a lot more packed into the same space.
I'm really impressed with Artist Alley this year. They've expanded. They've got more comic book guys here. Joel from Sketchbook Comics is walking by. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. You?
Not bad. We're doing a little diary of our day here.
Excellent.
Joel's into comics since he's one of the runners of Sketchbook Comics. Fan of Jimmy Palmiotti at all?
We just
got to meet and interview him.
He's excellent. He makes great comic books.
Very nice man, too.
Yes.
Cool. We can't wait to swing by the Sketchbook booth as well.
It's there.
It's rocking.
That's right. It's giant.
I know it's there because I was by the shop yesterday, and it's empty in there.
The shop is empty.
There's nothing sadder than the comic shop the day before con.
Yes.
Nice. Well, we'll make our way over there then, man. Thanks for talking to us.
No worries.
Good seeing you.
See you soon.
You rock. So, as we were just saying, we got a chance to interview comic legend Jimmy Palmiotti.
How awesome is that? Now, Amanda Connor's not due until tomorrow. She's flying in late,
try and talk to her. They're both co-writing Harley Quinn right
mm-hmm.
now.
Yep.
And the upcoming Starfire.
Starfire, is that DC?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm dressed as the Joker, but like I say, I'm out of my element. I'm experimenting with my Marvel fatigue by doing some DC stuff today, learning more about it.
And I want to mention, we're standing in front of Kiki's Custom Creations with, one of my best friends in the world, Kristen. Hi.
Hello.
It's great seeing you again.
It's great seeing you guys.
Now, since we've last seen you, you're a mother now.
I am. I have a beautiful little 5-month-old who will be here in costume over the weekend off and on.
I can't wait to meet her for the first time. And it's great seeing Hunter again. We haven't seen him or you in a while.
Yes, unfortunately moving out of the region kind of does that.
Yeah. You've got some beautiful stuff here this year, man.
Thank you.
Not that you don't any other years, but got some nice Captain America-themed jewelry this year, and I see the TARDIS and the Death Star. And
yeah, absolutely. As always, I did my one-of-a-kind piece every show. I do one one-of-a-kind piece that's for that show each. This year, in honor of Leonard Nimoy, I did a TOS Star Trek piece. It's a cluster bracelet called The Trouble with Tribbles, and it's just a whole bunch of little cluster
tribbles. Cool. Now, I see you have the Power Ranger stuff here. I'm actually friends with the Pink Power Ranger of Toronto.
Oh, neat.
I'm going to send her your way when I see her this weekend.
Excellent. That would be awesome. Actually, one of the costumes we do have for my daughter is the Pink Power Ranger.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Well, we'll be back and forth all weekend. Can't wait to talk to you guys some more.
Awesome.
Daryl and I are going to go off and see who else we meet, so we'll be back later on for our diary, and talk to you soon.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Kristen Hunter, also known as Kiki, is a Canadian artist specializing in polymer clay creations. Being a geek at heart, most of her work is nerd-themed. Kristen has several lines of geeky creations, including steampunk, comic, and video game-inspired work, as well as sushi-themed jewelry. Kristen is always excited to create the perfect custom piece for any theme or occasion. Please check out her website at kikiscustomcreations.com.
All right, Agent Daryl and I, still here at the Niagara Falls Comic Con. Since we last reported in, we got to interview comic book legend Jerry Conway.
Titan of comic books.
Little nervous interviewing him.
You seemed a little jittery. I was just sort of just... I let you take that one because, you know...
Well, I'm an older guy, and when I was 5 years old, my first comic was one of his.
He was the voice of the comics that you read, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah, the early Bronze Age stuff, which is...
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I think Roy Thomas is more my Bronze Age god.
I like Roy Thomas, too.
But yeah, Conway, I didn't know that much about him before you told me that he was going to be here, and then I did my homework and realized that, wow, the guy's one of the cornerstones in the Marvel Universe, the DC Universe.
And I laughed because his sign, in quotation, says, the guy who killed Gwen Stacy.
Killed Gwen Stacy, right, yep.
So.
Forget Green Goblin, forget everything you know. But yeah, he was the one who wrote that comic.
Very exciting interview. I'm like, there was the big one I wanted to get.
It was very cool. He was gracious enough to accept my gift the Squirrel Girl rocket poster. I think he probably biffed off. I think that was his daughter.
Yeah.
But still, it was great. We got a picture of him holding it. That was.
He seemed impressed with it.
Supremely flattering for me. So.
Yeah, you gotta tell your buddy Jeff.
Yeah, big shout out to Jeff Mitchell there who did the inking and coloring on that one. Shout out to my wife Nikki who did the printing on that one.
Yeah.
Shout out to Paisley who was the inspiration for that one. So.
And speaking of which, I think we're gonna try and get a print of Elvira out to her too.
Yeah, we've got one of Jeff Mitchell's prints, so I'm gonna see if I can swing that over to her. Maybe she'll sign it. Nikki made a whole bunch of copies for me, so I think I'm just going to drop them off on her table, see if she likes them. She already liked it on Instagram, so...
That's cool.
She's on record as approving, so...
Cool. Well, we're going to keep doing the rounds, hopefully get some more interviews. It's still fairly early. And hoping to get some more coverage. And hoping that you, dressed as the Joker, can get your picture taken with more Harley Quinns.
Yeah, we've got about a half a dozen, I think, so far. Yeah.
Something like that.
Quite a collection.
And there's a lot of Harleys here.
There's a lot of Harleys. Well, Suicide Squad's in town, so...
All right, so we'll be back a little bit later to report in, and you're listening to the We Got the Geek podcast, so we'll be back soon.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
Mostly Comics has been serving the Niagara region for over 30 years. The store sells a variety of comics and entertainment-related products, including graphic novels, toys, and collectibles. Mostly also purchases rare comics upon appraisal. Visit Kim and the Gang at 413 St. Paul Street in St. Catharines, or check out their website at www.mostlycomics.com.
All right, amongst our travels, we're still here at the Niagara Falls Comic Con. We're here at the Sketchbook Comics and Games booth with our good friend, the Mighty Jeff. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. It's fairly early, but what's the con been like for you guys so far?
Good. A little quiet. It's Friday. You know, people are doing the tour and checking things out before. But, you know, it's been picking up the last hour or two, and I'm sure tomorrow will just be insane.
Tomorrow's going to kick everybody's ass.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, Sean Astin's here now, and Cassandra Peterson's here, and, you know, the lineups are coming right up to our desk. So.
Are you going to try and meet Catherine Bach?
Oh, hell yes. I brought stuff to get signed today, but I was going to have Talmiotti and Connor sign my Harley stuff.
Yeah.
And take that home and then bring my General Lee tomorrow to have Catherine Bach. But Connor's not here.
He's
today,
not here
so
yet, yeah.
She won't be here till tomorrow. But
what a nice guy he was, by the way.
Yeah, he is. But I'll get him to sign it tomorrow, and I'll get my car signed tomorrow. And
nice.
At some point, I got to remember to bring all of my American Vampire for Albuquerque to sign. He's signing everything.
Is it the same car that Wolfbad and Schneider signed?
It is.
Nice. I just read in the program today that Schneider's going to be at Hamilton Comic Con.
Yep. Yep.
Very excited.
Absolutely. I'm very excited about that, too. Because I've got a picture of him. I've got their autographs a couple of times. I don't care. I'll get them again.
Maybe we should stop talking about him because, you know, we talked about James Best and then, you know.
That's fair. Yeah, let's not do that.
Yeah, let's not do that.
But yeah, Catherine Boxer, she looks great.
Yeah, I haven't
seen
her yet.
Here. She looks fantastic.
Yeah, I saw
Catherine.
Joel. There's Joel again.
Again,
twice in one day.
Oh, my God.
How's the con been?
Comic-Con.
How's the con been for you so far, sir?
Exhausting. I've been here for hours.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, that's kind of a nice layout this year, though.
Yes.
Yeah, it's working well.
This easier to maneuver.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, they have the cars out in the hallway, which I think works better.
Yeah,
sure.
All that stuff out there, you get more quality products on the con floor.
Yeah, for sure. And you guys have some good stuff out here, too, we were just noticing. So, cool. Did they ask you to moderate any panels?
They did. I'm doing three of them.
Who are you doing?
Palmiotti and Connor, and somebody else is with them.
Nice.
I'm doing James O'Barr.
Cool.
And then I think I'm doing Francis Manapul, Yannick Paquette.
Dude, that's amazing.
Yeah, I was pretty psyched about James O'Barr specifically.
Nice. When we do our next interview at the store, I'm going to have to hear all about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're hoping to meet Manapul a little bit later, too.
He had a pretty good lineup going earlier.
Yeah, it was just a huge lineup.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm pretty excited with the comic book guys they have here this year.
Oh, yeah. There's some great comic representation here.
Yeah. Cool.
Definitely.
We're going to let you guys get back to it. We'll be by again, probably. I'm here all weekend, so good talking to you.
All right,
man.
Hold on, true believers. There's more We Got the Geek after these words.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek and comic book needs.
All right, so this is the end of day one at the Niagara Falls Comic Con, and holy crap, the time went by kind of fast.
When we're having fun, time flies.
Yeah, I think we did good. I think we accomplished a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, we pretty much hit our quota for interviews.
Got some really good interviews. I appreciate you helping me out again, sir.
My collection of Harley Quinn photos has just gone through the roof.
Oh, yeah. When the Facebook page goes up, the whole day one is Daryl with Harley Quinn.
Sort of became a thing after a while there to see how many I could get.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to end things right there for the day. I'll be back for day two, which doing by myself, which is weird.
I wish I could come for another one, but
that'd be great. Thanks for coming, man, and we'll meet up with you at another show, I'm sure.
I would have been here for Sunday otherwise, but I got to be here for Friday for the big opening, big start, and thanks for thinking of me.
No problem,
you needed
sir.
An extra hand.
No problem, sir. And thanks to anyone for listening to this part of the journal, and we'll catch you next time on We Got the Geek.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.